This is Alfred Beauvais, Editor-in-Chief of AXL. AXL is the American College of Cardiology Extended Learning Series, featuring conversations in cardiology with the scientists who conduct research in our field and the clinicians who are translating that research into clinical practice. You are about to hear an interview from our latest issue. As an AXL subscriber, you will receive 24 new interviews each month. Plus, depending on your subscription level, we'll have access to hundreds of interviews in our digital library. With AXL, you can stream or download your content for convenient offline access on your mobile device, and each interview qualifies for CME credit and MOC self-assessment points. For more information, visit acc.org/ACCEL. Up next, John Kamm is joined by Dr. Peter Smits, head of interventional cardiology at the Maastad Hospital in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. They cover FFR-guided acute complete revascularization versus culprit lesion-only treatment in patients presenting with ST segment elevation, myocardial infarction, and multivessel disease, the COMPARE acute trial.
Welcome, Peter. Thank you. Now, this is a very good trial and with very interesting results. Would you like to tell me why you did the trial in the first place?
Hopefully it meets a clinical need. When we are confronted with multivessel STEMI patients, we often ask ourselves what and when should we do with those non-infarct artery lesions. In the past, the guidelines told us that we should not touch upon them during the primary PCI, whereas very recent clinical trials showed that perhaps a more aggressive approach by treating those non-infarct artery lesions in the acute phase is potentially better. And that's why we conducted this trial, to see whether FFR guidance could be helpful.
Can you tell me, for example, where it took place, how many centers were involved, things like that, before we get onto the detail of the methods?
It's a prospective randomized controlled trial, multi-center, meaning 24 sites in 8 countries around Europe and Asia. And the size of the trial was 885 multivessel STEMI patients that we randomized, and we randomized towards 1 to 2, towards FFR-guided complete revascularization or towards infarct artery-only treatment.
So you essentially have 2 groups of patients and you're going to compare the outcome. How long after the STEMIs were these procedures undertaken?
Immediately. So the patient was referred for his ST elevation MI for primary PCI, and when that was done, and was done successfully and uncomplicated, then the patient was randomized on the table towards one of the 2 treatment strategies.
How long does complete revascularization take?
Before I answer that, I should mention that in the infarct artery-only group, we also did a blinded FFR procedure. So it's not a true comparison if you look at the time. But in general, we saw an average 6 minutes longer procedure time in FFR-guided complete revascularization compared to the infarct artery-only group. But the infarct artery-only group also had a blinded FFR procedure, but not additional PCI.
So the important thing, of course, is the results of the trial. What happened?
The results of the trial were highly superior outcome, significant superior outcome for the FFR-guided complete revascularization arm compared to the infarct artery-only group. To be complete, the event rate was 7.8% in the FFR-guided complete revascularization group and 20.5% in the infarct artery-only group. And the endpoint, we haven't mentioned that yet, was the composite of all-cause deaths, current myocardial infarction, recurrent revascularization, and cerebrovascular event at 12 months.
So were all of these endpoints similarly affected, or was it driven by just one?
That's a very good question indeed. It was mainly driven by recurrent revascularization. In death, all-cause death, and cardiac death, we didn't see any difference between both strategy arms. And myocardial infarction, we saw a difference, but it didn't reach statistical significance. To be complete, it was 2.4% in the FFR-guided complete revascularization arm and 4.8% in the infarct artery-only treatment arm. So a double amount of myocardial infarction, but not reaching statistical significance with a p-value of 0.1. I believe our study was underpowered to look at single hard endpoints like myocardial infarction or death.
So what do you think the implications now of this positive trial?
First of all, I think we have now piling evidence that the previous belief that we only should treat the infarct artery only, that we should now more drift towards a more aggressive approach, that we should treat the other non-infarct artery lesions, if they are significant, as early as possible, acute, or maybe also in a very early stage. So I think the guidelines which have moved from 3, discouragement, now to B, maybe can go down to even 2A. And second, I think FFR guidance, bringing physiology into your decision-making is really important, because our trial also showed that if you have a FFR negative non-infarct artery lesion, that lesions is very benign. It's with the current standard therapy, with statins and DAPT, those lesions act very well. They don't give problems on the long term.
Was there any downside to complete revascularization? Were there extra adverse events, for example?
In 885 patients, we encountered 2 complications which were FFR related. In 2 occasions, the FFR wire caused a dissection and closure of a non-infarct artery. And in 1 case, that had a fatal outcome at the end. In the other case, the vessel occluded and was really successfully treated on the spot and didn't have any bad outcome for the patient. But indeed, 2 patients out of 885 is an event rate of 0.2%. It's not that high.
And are there any limitations to your trial? Would you have done it in any different sort of way if you knew what would happen during the trial?
It's always good to use your common sense in treating multivessel STEMI patients, and certainly if you do it aggressively. First of all, you have to treat those patients if they are stable and FFR guided, if they are stable and they had an uncomplicated primary PCI procedure. Second, I believe you should also look at the coronary anatomy. Patients with left main disease were, for instance, in our study excluded, as well as patients with CTOs or flow-limiting lesions. And you could also look at high syntax score patients, better maybe to defer acute treatment and better consult surgery before being aggressive.
Is the COMPARE acute trial the only trial that is examining this hypothesis of complete revascularization versus culprit vessel revascularization, or are there others, the results of which we're still awaiting?
The COMPARE acute trial is the first, the single one that looked at FFR guidance in the acute phase, just during the STEMI presentation of the patient. In that respect, it is unique. But there are more trials ongoing, which specifically look at hard endpoints, like the COMPLETE trial and the full REFESC trial, which also include FFR guidance.
And do you think, following the success of your trial, that you need to do any further work to clarify the situation?
Yes, I think the next step for us is that we should do a meta-analysis. For instance, we should do a meta-analysis with the Dynami 3P multi-trial, which also looked at FFR guidance, but then in a staged fashion. And then potentially we reach a statistical significance on hard endpoints if we pull our data. And another meta-analysis is specifically looking at treating acutely. For instance, when you combine our results with the PRIMI trial and the CULPRIT trial, which was angiographically guidance in the acute phase. And maybe if we pull that data, maybe we find as well on hard endpoints significance.
Thank you very much, Peter. Let me try and pull 3 take-home messages from what you've told me. I think you said that FFR is feasible in the acute ischemic setting, number one. Number two, that many lesions that you investigate don't actually need to be revascularized or opened. And thirdly, most importantly, that FFR-guided complete revascularization is superior to simply attending to the culprit artery itself.
Correct.
Thank you very much, Peter. That was excellent.
Thank you.
This is Alfred Beauvais, Editor-in-Chief of AXIL, and you've been listening to an interview from our recent issue. For more information on how to subscribe to AXIL and receive additional interviews published each month, go to acc.org/ACCEL.